Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, a lot to discuss, and obviously the Phillies, the headliner from the weekend, as, man, they played some great baseball, and they got some exceptional pitching and some big-time home runs. Certainly, at times, they really needed it and got a really clean sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll talk about that. NBA and NHL finals have both been outstanding. We'll get into that. Got a really cool and, I would say, unique prize to give away to today. So you can weigh in on all of it at 215-592-9494. The Mac Man in for Rich today. Jody Mac, how are you, pal?
Good. How was your weekend, Jody?
It was good. A lot of Phillies baseball and a lot of relaxing.
Agreed. Same here. And I got to tell you, are you a golf guy? I know you quasi-play and you have a showdown with Jack yes. on the links and yes. all that, but I was actually kind of bummed because I'm on the air on Sunday night, yep. evenings, the 6 o'clock start, and the U.S. Open hadn't ended, and I was hoping it was coming down the stretch by the time I got on, yeah. and usually that's about when it ends.
Yeah, but the rain.
5:45. Rain pushed it back.
Sure did.
And the last couple of holes were so good. At one point, with about 3 or 4 holes to go for a good majority of the guy, others had 5 or 6. They had 7 guys within 2 strokes of
yeah,
lead.
Very tight.
It was phenomenal. And I couldn't watch it because I'm on the air. I'm trying to pay attention and do the show at the same time. But it was a very exciting inning with the spawn dropping a 64-foot putt to put yeah. it away on the final hole. That kind of put a topper on a very good Father's
Day. Well, my
only weekend.
Thing against that, I mean, look, when I would dream about winning, you know, a major golf outing, I was viewed as a 90 or 100-foot putt. I mean, 64-foot putt. What is that? Seltzer, what is a 64-foot?
Oh, yeah,
what
sure.
What is that?
Good 60, call.
64-foot putt. like that's something. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, how we doing? Now, that was wild. We'll actually play that audio. We have it. I mean, a 64-foot putt.
It was insane to watch. Even
to
him setting up to shoot it, I was like, that is so far.
Yeah.
Like,
and no, look, he didn't have to hit it. He could have two-putted it, but in the end, he got it on that one, and that was something.
And the most important thing was he plays up to 18, gets on, but like a 60. So, all right, well, he's got to lag it up there and try yep. and tap it in. There could be a pressurized putt. His partner goes after him
yep.
and drops the ball right on the same exact line he's on, only a foot further away.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to play first.
Yeah.
So you know Spawn's going to get this great read, this great look of the putt.
Sure did.
He kind of worked it pretty well to drop it in the putt from in the hole from 64 and a half feet out.
I would say. All right, so U.S. Open obviously on the table, but the main thing obviously is the Phils. Jody in today, John will be back tomorrow. Let's talk some Phils baseball at 215-592-9494. So as Mark Zumoff famously coined in his many years broadcasting the 76ers games, and it was probably close to about 25 years that he was the Sixers dude, he would say when the Sixers were, you know, in the lead and then lost the lead, and then in the lead and then lost the lead, he would say the 76ers were on the seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
Sixers are on the seesaw. And he would typically use that in a fourth quarter, kind of coming down the stretch. They're on the seesaw. Guys, this Philly season, this is a Mark Zumoff fourth quarter dream. They are on the seesaw, at least as I perceive how we react to them. Now, did they get the lead over the Mets this weekend? No. They went from 5 games out to 2.5 games out over the last, you know, couple days. They've won 4 in a row. The Mets have lost 3 in a row. So a really nice job with the surge here. Now, look, the Phils are still in second place, although they are much more comfortably now in a playoff spot. four games up on a playoff spot. So you feel a little bit of exhale there. Look, the main thing this weekend, obviously, was the starting pitching, which was 3-for-3, exceptional, right? You had Ranger, you had Sanchez, you had Wheeler, and all three did their jobs. And you got some really big home runs. And we'll detail that and play the audio for you. But I ask everyone as we wake up with the start of a new week, a new Monday morning, the 215-592-9494. What are you thinking about our baseball team now? I you know, it's interesting. I tend to think more people will actually be big picture negative than big picture positive, just
really?
Because that's how I have sort of experienced the 2.5 months so far this season as people call in. And look, your chance, 215-592-9494. Jody Mack.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you, what do you make of this? Because it's the weekend, but it's also the whole thing, right? It's the 2.5 months. It's the 3.5 years. Jody Mack, what do you make of it all?
I'll disagree with you a little bit, and here's my take on Philly
disagree,
fans.
Disagree? I didn't even give an opinion.
Well, you did. You said you believed it was going to be more negative than positive today. That was the opinion
I guess that was. I guess that was an opinion.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. And I do nights after games, and so I get a pretty good fresh read right after game's over and done with. More so than glass half empty over glass half full, it's the overreaction short term.
Well, sure.
So I think it'll be more positive today because, as you just correctly pointed out, they dominated the Toronto Blue Jays. They won 2 out of 3 games in laugher fashion. Their starting pitching was nothing short of phenomenal.
Amazing.
So I think today will be more positive. Hey, what, you want the number? 60-40, 65-35. Yeah. Oh, I think it'll be more positive because they just swept a good team at home.
No, I get it. I guess part of my point is maybe there will be people, and look, who knows? I mean, I think there will be people that perhaps won't call today because they don't think this team's going the distance this year or near the distance, but they don't want to state it after a sweep. I don't know. Jody, what do you make of the baseball team? They are what?
They're good.
They're definitely very good.
Not great.
Not great?
Not great yet. They can be great. I think they've got great in them. Get Bryce Harper back and playing like Bryce Harper, and they could start to move toward great. They're not great yet. You and I did a show down at the Borgata Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you went great a couple of times.
Yes, I did.
And I'm going, they're very good. Joe, I'm not quite the great yet. I hope you're right, big guy.
Right.
I want to follow your lead, but I'm not quite the great yet. And I'm in that same place right now. You just talked about it. You and I did the show 2 weeks ago. That's what this season's going to be. Mets are going to get hot. They're going to pick up a couple games. People are going to get ticked off and or worried. And then guess what? The Mets will drop a couple, all three this weekend. Phillies will win a couple, all three this weekend. Oh, 5.5 down to 2.5. Thank you very much.
Yep.
That's what I think this season is going to be. I think it's going to go all the way till September
this. So, no, I agree with that. And ultimately, it's going to be remembered, you know, based on, in my opinion, what they do in October. I think that's pretty clear. Here's what also, though, is pretty clear. And let's just make sure there's no misconstruing this. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies have exceptional starting pitching.
Yeah.
Exceptional with a capital E. And by the way, that's even if Nola just gives them almost nothing moving forward. And I hope he can give them a lot, and maybe he'll give them something, because I don't think he's going to give them like what I'll call a lot. I don't think he's going to get back to being the guy, at least this year, that's, you know, rocking it at a 3-0
ERA, you know, 3.00 ERA. Like, I just would be shocked if he's back there anytime soon. But, man, with these other four guys, are you kidding me? I mean, look, the Phillies could be starting three lefties in October, and as of now, they have to. I mean, who knows what Nola gives them? Who knows, you know, if Painter's going to be a factor or not? I don't think Mick Abel's going to get a start in October. I do think they'll be in October. You hand the ball to Wheeler game one, and then to me, you figure out 2-3-4 with the three lefties. Figure it out. I mean, right now, to me, Ranger Suarez is two. Now I'm like, my God, I got to keep him. I got to sign him. I got to find a way. I love the guy. I love him. By the way, I did my top 10 Philadelphia players this weekend for Spike Eich and Jack's top 10 thing, or 11. Or whatever they're calling
Jack,
that.
Come on.
I love that you went 10.
Don't be shortchanging the list.
I don't even,
you need 11,
yeah,
big guy.
I don't even have Ranger in the top 10, and I love him. I love that guy.
He's not in the top 11.
All right, Seltzer. No. The Phils. And again, this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494. Joe from Mayfair, who's always dogging them. They don't have it. And listen, maybe you'll be proven right. But I'll tell you what, they got a lot. They don't have nothing. They got a lot. Seltzer, what do you make of it?
Yeah, look, I'm really happy to see them bounce back after the 9-10.
The
resiliency.
The
no, look, I think they're a good team. They're a very good team. Yep. The starting pitching is phenomenal. It's as good as any in the league. It gives them a chance. But I still look.
I told you, here comes the buck.
Yes, because we know. And I think this is why you're going to hear, like, some, to your initial point, some negative, some positive day. And I'm impressed with what they're doing. This is not anything about the club on the field right now. It's just that at the end of the day, we've watched the playoffs 3 years in a row. We know what it takes to win in the playoffs. We know that everyone ups their game. And I know that this bullpen's just not good enough to win in the playoffs. I know that Max Kepler might be hitting some home runs now, might be getting some hits. Do I trust Max Kepler in a big spot in the playoffs? Not yet. I certainly don't trust Brandon Marsh, who's having a nice little run and helping him win games. So, like, I'm happy with the way they're playing, but I think all of us are kind of in this, like middle area where we're just waiting to see what the team's going to look like when they really make a run, because we know what matters.
Well, and the honeymoon that they had, you know, 2 and 3 years ago is long over, and so people have that discerning eye like James has, and that's why I actually do think more people will be... Like, I think, Jody, I guess my point is, and we'll see at 215-592-9494, I don't expect a full deep dive in just now from a lot of callers. I think it's going to be a lot of, I was really impressed with what I saw this weekend, but. And the buts will be, as James pointed out, the bullpen and the lineup. Now, look, they hit some big homers this weekend. They really did. Now, not every game was tremendous with the bats. I mean, they had one game, what, I think it was Saturday, four hits.
Yeah.
They won a game with four hits.
Kepler, James just pointed out. Huge home run.
Huge home run on Saturday.
He's doing that game four against the Mets in the second round of the playoffs. We don't know that yet.
Well, like, so the Phils, the weekend, obviously your reaction. And it was superb starting pitching. I mean, just superb starting pitching. They really do have quite a situation to figure out with Ranger. I think a lot of us, certainly I was one of them, just figured he was probably all but gone. Just because of, you know, spots. How many spots are there? And it didn't seem to be for next year. But, man, the more you see him pitch and knowing that Nola's been out, I don't know how you let a guy that's that good just walk away. So we'll get into that. Your thoughts on the bats, whether they ultimately have enough or not. Obviously, at some point, hopefully they get Harper back. Hopefully at some point they get Nola back. Look, we'll talk about it all. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the NBA and NHL Finals as well. Both have been outstanding series. So we'll do that and more. Your chance to win a really cool, unique prize. You probably never even heard of what we're about to give away today. Trust me, you'll want to hear it. It's really cool. And it relates to the Eagles and the Super Bowl. That and more. You got to line up to win them. 215-592-9494. Jared Cameron, the Macman, in for John on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place to find all of your favorite player props for these NBA finals. Obviously, a maximum of three games to go, maybe only two with a 2-2 series. And you can make the smarter play now with new performance trends. If you want to see if a player is playing consistently during the playoffs, you can check that out. Or maybe they've been flirting with potential triple-doubles or getting them. Well, get that information. Get all the information, including all the latest stats, right inside the app and see who's heating up. And obviously, when the game starts, you can lock in even after the game. Combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay, including during the game, for your chance to win big. Get started with $200 in bonus bets. It's $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. And you can do it all at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to bet the NBA Finals, to bet the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, obviously to bet the baseball team day by day, another game later tonight. It's all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.